Irvine in Southern California is the largest planned community in the United States, and it will eventually house around 400,000 people across several municipalities. This image from the Irvine Company marketing collection is from the period when it was being proposed and shows Irvine, the red shape, overlaid on top of New York City. And you can see that it's many times the size of Manhattan. It was an existing ranch held from the 19th century by the same family and foundation. And it was held as a whole for agricultural purposes. And in fact, even into the 1960s, after urban development had started, the Irvine Company only provided leasehold for much of the ranch, trying to hold it without selling it. Irvine was initially planned in the early 60s, following a proposal by the University of California to place a campus on the ranch. The Irvine Ranch was so large that it had a number of such facilities over the years, two military bases and an airport. But the University of California Irvine campus provided an impetus for a round of planning to create a college town. Over the 60s, several plans were developed until the final entire ranch plan of 1970. The city of Irvine was incorporated in 1971, and then government took over a lot of the planning, although, as I said, Irvine is in several municipalities. It's well known for the huge success of its business parks. It has three edge cities or planned suburban nodes, these days it also is well known for open space protection, with over 50,000 acres of parks and protected open space. It's really an enormous development. This slide from the Irvine Company collection, again, shows it taking up about a fifth of Orange County as a huge sway through the center. Irvine has several key features that make it distinctive. It was one of the most profitable developments of its period, which also helped make it one of the most controversial. Many people really love to hate the Irvine Company. And certainly, it's a company that has tried to continuously make money out of the development. But what attracted me to it was its urban design ideas. In 1960, Kevin Lynch published a book called Image of the City. Kevin Lynch was an MIT professor, and he had done a study where he looked at how lay people, middle class professionals, perceive the city with his subjects based in Los Angeles, Jersey City, and Boston. He was interested in how people form mental maps of city areas and how that could feed into design. And he came up with this language for thinking about creating an imageable city, a city that people would think was memorable. And he saw people as having mental maps of the city composed of paths through the cities, edges between parts of cities, nodes or areas where people interact, landmarks that could tell people where they were, and the city as a whole would be created from a set of identifiable districts. Some places did this better than others, Boston being more memorable than Jersey City. And so in the early 1960s, after initial planning had started, the Irvine Company planners read this work and decided that it would really be applicable in Irvine. As one of them said to me, it was like having stone tablets come down from the mountain. He could imagine how to organize urban space. And so in Irvine, they created a set of Lynchian districts. That is, they broke up this enormous land area of over 90,000 acres into areas to house from 2,000 people up to 20 or 30,000 people, and gave each of these a distinctive identity. However, there is an issue in Irvine in that in creating distinctive identities for each of these places, they are somewhat similar within. And so there was a joke in the 70s how everything in Irvine was in Irvine beige. But they also melded onto this interesting urban design strategy, a social program that was aimed at selling units. There's a lot of social changes happening in California in the 60s and 70s, new household types like empty nesters and divorced households. And Irvine worked hard to reach a variety of market segments in order to sell this large development. Over the years, they've become very ethnically mixed with a large Asian and Asian American population in the area, partly because of the university, but partly for other reasons. And again, in the 1980s, they added on to this a sort of a much more sophisticated habitat protection program, partly because of community activism and partly because of changes in corporate leadership wanting to leave a legacy. Irvine is really enormous. It has not one but three major sort of downtown centers that combine office, shopping, and residential areas, as well as having the University of California Irvine campus and very, very many villages. And Irvine Company planners thought rather more than has been appreciated about how to construct this kind of complex urban area. And this diagram, again from this early period, shows man. It's one of the last times we could talk about man in his region. Man relating through various scales of development to the urban region. What should be provided at the neighborhood level, the village level, the town or the city? And they thought through a number of potential options for organizing residential and commercial areas, trying to find a good mixture. They also then operationalized this in a set of villages that used the language of Kevin Lynch. This is a diagram Woodbridge, which is a development from the 70s, that clearly shows edges around this large village, pathways through, and the creation of a very identifiable district. This slide, also from the Irvine Company collection, is the same development in terms of the housing types. And what it shows is that they were trying to aim at a lot of different household types by having a variety of housing forms, some attached like townhouses, some apartments, and many single family homes. And certainly Irvine has distinctive architecture in Irvine beige, but of different styles, and very well-groomed open spaces. And this image is actually one of my favorite in my entire collection. It's an apartment complex, actually quite a good photograph of a not very beautiful apartment complex in Irvine, designed by Frank Gehry, who went on to build the Guggenheim Museum at Bilbao and a number of the other major works of 20th and 21st century architecture. It's not a terrific building. It's actually not even particularly well planned inside. And his age at the time he did this was about the same age as I was when I took the photograph. As you get older, it's always important to know that greatness can come later, and this was certainly the case with this development. But Irvine is well known for very distinctive, highly manicured landscapes that are sort of either very modern or very natural in its business parks, its shopping centers, and its parks. And it has also incredibly distinctive shopping centers, many of which reflect southern Mediterranean models and that are create highly crafted public spaces, even though they're in a sort of a shopping center context. As well as more traditional forms in its public space, it also has some striking modern design. In this case, the Tustin Marketplace parking lot, the architecture of the big boxes by Ricardo Legarreta, and the open space design by Pod Design. But of course, what it's well known for these days is this extensive habitat protection, eventually reaching 44,000 of its 93,000 acres. So overall, Irvine is a striking experiment in both urban design and open space preservation.